top of mind. BTC rallied as much as 3.1% to $65,958 Monday after Trump declared a US-Iran peace deal complete, with the Strait of Hormuz set to reopen Friday. WTI crude fell a 5% to 80 BBL, removing the primary inflation driver that has weighed on risk assets since February. This is the single most important near-term macro catalyst for Bitcoin. If the deal holds and oil stays down, the Fed's rate hike case weakens heading into Kevin Warsh's first FOMC meeting Wednesday. CME FedWatch, 96.6% odds of no change, but a hawkish press conference remains the key downside risk. Standard Chartered's Jeff Kendrick called the 59th 125 of June 6th, low the cycle bottom, winter is over, citing the deal and SpaceX IPO liquidity normalization. But this is a single analyst's characterization, not consensus. Galaxy Research puts base case bottom at 41,46K. Market structure, BTC at $65,600 Monday morning, NY, up from a June 6th low of 59,125, a 20-month low. Spot ETF snapped a 5-day outflow streak Friday with 85.8 INYANDAs in net inflows. IBIT 57.7, FBTC 18 MEM. But the week still closed, 315.8 MEMs. Cumulative June outflows, 2.1 INYANDAs, total from the OCT. ATCH, 7.6B, options positioning, 2.68B in short liquidity clusters near 64 file of $600 on CoinGlass. Rising open interest, plus falling funding rates flagged by cryptic trades as a short squeeze setup. Bearish MSTR put flow, 2.1 puts, shark calls, 250 meters of 335 in premium tied to puts. Signals continued institutional skepticism of the treasury company wrapper. STRC preferred stock trading, 92s, 94s, below its $100 par. Constraining strategies ATM issuance capacity and tightening the BTC accumulation flywheel. Apex Finance's Apex USD stablecoin depegged to 0.90 when STRC fell below par. ETF assets, IBIT holds 48.7B AUM, 3.8% of circulating supply. US spot BTC ETFs approaching 2T cumulative trading volume since January 2024 launch. Policy and institutions. Clarity Act, Senate Banking Committee passed 15-9 in May, full Senate vote pending. Polymarket odds of passage in 2026, 47%, down at 18 pp from last week. JP Morgan's Diamond publicly opposing stablecoin yield provisions. Ripple CEO Garlinghouse accuses Diamond of protecting bank deposit moats. Y Combinator lobbying Congress, saying all portfolio companies will eventually use crypto. Key binary for institutional inflow. SBF appeal rejected, Second Circuit upheld the 25-year sentence and 11B forfeiture as, conservatively stated, robust. Pardon application filed, but Trump has publicly said he will not grant it. Closes the FTX legal overhang. Metaplanet, Japan, acquiring Ceibo Securities for Y2.1R1B, 13.1 Manamna, to form Metaplanet Securities, a Type 1 financial instruments license, enabling Bitcoin-linked retail bond products. First step of Project Nova, Japan's lower house, also passed a bill classifying crypto as financial instruments, opening a path to domestic crypto ETFs. Hungary crypto reversal, new government scrapping Orbán era, criminalization of unlicensed crypto trading, prison terms up to 8 years. Aligning with MyCA, Revolut previously suspended crypto services there, network and industry. Mining difficulty, 10.09% at block 95568, 138.96T, 124.93T, 11th largest downward adjustment ever, second largest of 2026. Epoch ran 15.6 days versus 14-day target as hash rate fell 12% in June, now 886 EHS, down 23% from October peak. Hash price recovered to 33 APH each day, above the 30 grows break-even for higher-cost miners. Next adjustment. June 27th, projected flat. Miner economics. Capriol puts all-in production cost at $61,200, wide range by fleet efficiency. Electrical break-even, 49K. Miner net position change negative since early May. American Bitcoin Corp, ABTC, reported $36,200 BTC, gross operational cost in Q1. Botanix shutdown, Bitcoin scaling network, Spider Chain EVM compatible, winding down after 4 years, citing insufficient demand for Bitcoin-native DeFi. Withdrawal deadline, July 9th, validates that most BTC holders treat it as reserve, yield asset, not a DeFi substrate. BitGo Lightning Earn, OCC-regulated trust bank, launched institutional Lightning routing product via Amboss Rails, deploying own treasury. First institutional-grade Lightning yield offering with custody standard compliance. LND Ichimonson's Nuyun 1.0 or beta released. Adds Onion message forwarding, production Taproot channels with RBF cooperative closes, faster Neutrino sync. Core Lightning 26.06.1 maintenance release also out. Macro linkages. Iran deal plus oil. WTI fell 5% to $80 BBL Monday. Sources explicitly connect lower oil, lower CPI, less pressure on Fed, relief for risk assets, including BTC. May CPI hit 4.2% YOY, highest since April 2023. Driven by energy, plus 123.5%. PPI plus 6.5% YOY. Peace deal is the clearest single macro catalyst for BTC positioning this week. Fed, Wednesday, Warsh's first meeting, CME. Fed watch, 96.6% no change probability at 350, 3.75%. Falcon X's Sean McNulty flags hawkish surprise as main downside risk for crypto. Rate hike odds had risen to 40% for September before peace deal news. Capital rotation. Bitcoin underperforms NASDAQ 100 by the widest margin since March 2019. 70 pp gap. SpaceX IPO, 75b raise, 2.1t close, absorbed retail and institutional liquidity. Standard Chartered argues that pressure now lifts. Bernstein attributes most selling to corporate treasuries, not ETF holders. ETF net outflows, YTD 03B, versus total 53.9B cumulative net inflows since launch. Standouts, SpaceX disclosed 18,712 BTC on its balance sheet. Cost basis, 35,324 Parco coin, entering public treasury leaderboard at Nubaria, more than double prior blockchain analytics estimates. Signals corporate Bitcoin adoption broadening beyond pure-play treasury firms. Nakamoto Inc. Tans, Naka sold Yan 600 BTC to retire 45 miners in Kraken debt, refinanced remaining $165 million USDT at 7.75%, and authorized a 25 millimeters share buyback. Balance sheet discipline under bear market stress, not capitulation. Blockworks acquired Messari for 10 miniters. A 97% discount to Messari's $300 mentors Series B valuation. Signals severe bear market pressure on crypto data Zhao media infrastructure companies. Coinbase Quantum Advisory Board estimates 7 MEQs, BTC, vulnerable to future quantum attack via address reuse and P2PK exposure. Urges migration planning now, but governance question, freeze versus burn versus do nothing, unresolved. Audi A6 crypto mixing operation dismantled. Two arrested in Georgia, 10,333 BTC, 319 traced. Multinational takedown, including FBI, Secret Service, Europol across 13 countries.